to do this. What's next?
When we come back, the story about a bus, a jumpsuit, and some talcum powder.
Do you see what you've done? What you've done with your news now?
I'm rather
normally
proud of it, actually.
Normally it's about Bush, and now look what you've done.
Yeah.
This is about Bush, too,
this
I guess.
This is good. I rest my case.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
How have you been? It's the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, before we get to Buzz here, two things that are awkward to bring up on the air. First, what size dress does Beth Ann McBride wear?
BA, tell me on my way out.
We're all guessing.
Yeah.
Numbers all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know nothing about girl size.
No, I don't know anything about it.
And also, a guy Bob Lopez at 98 Rock and Baltimore, it's too bad that cat had cancer and he passed away. Mm-hmm. I just want to mention something that had a bit of reverence to it. He's not a radio guy that I didn't know him.
Right.
I didn't hate him. I would hear his weekend Capital Critters show.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'd drive up to the beach.
Very well-regarded guy in the business. I mean, a lot of people really love the guy.
Thought the guy was okay. You know. He wasn't a jerk.
Salute to Bob.
You know, how come the good guys are all getting cancer and dying?
I don't know. It's weird.
And yet,
very weird.
We're here.
And yet, you know, well, Bill O'Reilly still is in Star Wars. Hi, Buzz.
How'd he get that? Hi, Don and Mike. Finally, nothing like this ever happens in Kansas City, or does it? A 48-year-old man's been arrested for indecent exposure after boarding a bus yesterday afternoon, and what should have been a quiet Sunday turned ugly when the man unzipped his jumpsuit to reveal himself covered with baby powder.
Ooh.
It must have excited him. He couldn't keep his hands off himself. That's where you were. Other passengers complained, so the driver kicked the man off the bus. Answering a reporter's question.
It's Real World Minute brought to you by Jim Sword.
I don't think it was him.
Answering a reporter's question, the bus dispatcher said, and I quote, "It's not odd. It does happen more than the public knows."
Yeah.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. That's it. We gotta go.
Yeah.
Hit our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Hit it.
Yeah, hit it hard. We gotta go. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Rod and Fez are coming up right after Larry and Chris. On WJFK FM. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
Can I borrow your ink pen?
Hold it if you let me drive your Chevrolet.
Come on out.
Okay.
Filled with blood.
So we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.